Yep. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. My title today is It's All Attitude. It's All Attitude. It's definitely all attitude. What is attitude actually? I've been thinking about that a lot, and what it really is how I feel about myself inside of me. It's let's say a beneficial attitude for me is to feel peace inside, to feel happy inside with me, nobody else, with me. And just be peace with whatever I do. And I have a lovely example that describes that quite beautifully. I start on with my story on the 4th of July. It's morning, and I walk out of the monastery brave as a knight to face one of our golf carts. These golf carts motor needs or the loves to have some loving attention. He's spitting out oil into the air filter. And I take off the front seat so I can see the motor and stand there and look at the motor, at the engine, and think, okay, what's the next step? I see it now. What do I do? So I start cleaning it off because it has oil spread all over the engine and make it at least visible so I see the different parts of the engine. And then I start screwing off several parts and fumble around in different corners in the motor, follow some suggestions I got from a talk with one of the guys who sold us this golf cart. And after about an hour, the air filter is out. The connection from the air filter, the tube, to the crank is out. Another thing I unscrewed, which I can't really say what it is. And I'm standing there and I'm thinking, what now? And I spent already an hour on it. I give it another half an hour, and then I stand there and think, what have I actually done? How unbeneficial. I feel really like I have just given time for nothing because I don't see the result. I don't see that I have achieved anything. So what I basically do, I leave all laying there as it is and walk away and think, okay, that's enough for today. I'm not really uplifted. And then last night, when our two honored monks and the honored guest arrived at the dinner table, Herb told that story about me working on the golf cart, but he talked about it in a totally different attitude. And that was for me a great blessing to listen how he tells the story, how he looks at it. And I compared it to my attitude, which I had when I did the job actually. And listening to her story, I sounded like the most terrific mechanic ever born, a natural genius, and I just did my best on the golf cart. And I thought, that's actually the way to think about it. Instead of kicking myself and saying I haven't achieved anything, which is really not, I wouldn't call it a beneficial attitude for me feeling happy inside of myself, I could tell all the positive aspects, how clean and spick and span the engine is now, and that the spark plugs are clean, that it actually can be started, and that we can bring it to the mechanic so clean, so we can just start working and fix it up. So that really gave me quite a boost, these two examples. And then this morning when I was happily, peacefully working at the computer in the monastery, Ellen and Herb called. Hey, Anita, the furnace, the air condition in the other house in the embassy is not working. Go and fix it. And I thought, hallelujah, there we go again. But this time, I remembered the two stories. And I thought, okay, I just started different from the very beginning. I go with a happy attitude. I just walk there and have a look at it. I'll manage. And I even said, I know God in me knows the answer. So with this actually really happy attitude, I even had to giggle about myself because all the time this story went through my head, I came down to look at this furnace. The first step, I looked at this teensy weensy plastic gadget which is screwed on the wall to actually start the furnace and regulate the temperature. I thought, okay, a screwdriver, there are screws, so the next step is a screwdriver. I thought I'd just go step by step. I got a screwdriver, unscrewed the whole thing, and I was really all the time amused about myself. This feeling of maybe I can't do it or to be inefficient wasn't even there. I just felt, hey, that's fun, just do it. So I unscrewed that little gadget and by fiddling around in it, I realized, okay, it has energy in it. I can see even the sparks going. That's a good sign. So Herb called from his desk and said, have you found out anything? And I said, yes, it's got electricity. That's good, isn't it? And he said, yeah. And when I didn't say it's not working yet, I just said it has electricity. That's positive. And then I checked the main fuses in the garage and they were all doing perfectly fine. So I thought, okay, that's something I know, the fuses. That's not what it is. Then I opened the, there's like a metallic board in front of, cover in front of the furnace which you can take off. So I thought, well, that helps if I look a bit closer. So I took that off. And so a lot of cables and a box where the main drain is in, and there was something written on the box. And it says, there's six steps. The first step said, if the light is blinking steadily, it's working perfectly. If the light is blinking two times, then that is wrong. And if the light is the first step was it's just on, not blinking, it's just steady on. And the sixth step was if it's blinking all the time, then you got a problem with the electricity, the polarity is like turned over. I thought that sounds beautiful, but where is that light? So I thought, okay, there are another two screws, screw the screws up. Took that cover off and there was this light and it was blinking and blinking and blinking. I thought, isn't that wonderful? The polarity seems to be overturned or whatever it is. So I know at least what it is. And I thought, okay, what do I do with that? And then I fumbled around on the cables and looked at the brain and I saw a teensy weensy fuse which you use in the cars. And without even thinking it, I went in there, pulled it out, looked at it and thought, oh, you are perfect. Pushed it in again and the whole thing started to go. And as I could, right, not that I couldn't believe it, but I was laughing in front of that furnace. And then, yeah, it was running, that was all. So I very intelligently said to her, well, I think your electricity was a little bit overloaded and got confused. I deconfused it, I gave it a break, and it's running perfectly. And you see, for me, even when I left then the job and drove up, I felt so happy with myself. Not about the job, really. It was not that I did the job, but about my attitude, that I could go from the very beginning and just feel happy with myself. That furnace didn't really matter. And just because I felt like that, it wasn't such an important task that needed to be done or was world turning or whatever, however you call that, I did it and I did it quite honestly. I nearly said stupidly. No, I did it innocently because I just fumbled. And in principle, it was the same story as on the 4th of July with the golf cart, but my attitude was different. And for me, it's just a gorgeous example of it's really all just attitude. And I'm happy with myself. My attitude is that I'm at peace and like myself. Then all just flows, and it doesn't even matter if it works out. I can walk away from a job, and it's maybe not finished because the time, there wasn't enough time to finish it. And I'm still happy and satisfied with myself. Yep, and so much about, it's all about attitude, and so it is.